News of the day. Perhaps the most startling thing brought to news is revelations by a CIA agent that the CIA has conducted since World War II 6,300 assassinations at low level, high level, and medium level of government. Over 100 heads of state have been, or assistant heads of state, have been murdered by the CIA. General Motors have been forced by the courts to pay $200 to each of the owners of several thousands of cars that thought they were buying Oldsmobiles which had Chevy motors. That's called fraud, but not when the corporate elite, the multinational capitalists, do it.
Attention. Now's the time to be using the fly swatters. Be using yours as I try to use mine while I'm even talking on the radio. It's important that we get rid of the flies. Again, remember, no one is to use the back bathroom, the toilet facility, except geriatric people in the geriatric hospital unit, unable to ambulate. If you ambulate, you'll be in better health, and your bowels will move much better anyway. As I said, you should try strenuous work. I only wish I could do more. After 4 days and nights without able to go to bed, ability to sleep, I still carried several loads of wood from the pile back to the vegetable stands, and as heavy loads as I could carry. And I found that it made me feel better, even though I have a temperature and suffer from what appears to be viral pneumonia and other things. So I would suggest that you do not shun work, because work is a tremendous, absolute medicinal value to your health. It is nothing to be shunned, but everything to be desired. Those who work strenuously, says Soviet medical authorities, British and American medical authorities, all agree. Those that work strenuously, and even then after work, enter strenuous sports, will avoid cancer, kidney disease, blindness, heart trouble, paralytic conditions of the joints, arthritis, and so forth. News. Perhaps the most frightening news of the day. The revelation that comes from Task, Radio Moscow. Revelations have been brought to attention through Moscow. I have heard no utterance of it in U.S. news. It has been suppressed. That officers of the law, three by name, one by the name of Matthews, another by the name of Hill, and another by the name of Gerald, step forward to bring evidence that in 37 different jails, county as well as state prisons in USA, there has been systematic disappearance, murder of minorities. They've disappeared from the face of the earth because many are removed from their families anyway and often have been buried right in the prison walls, within the prison walls. Some have been cremated. So genocide has been going on a mass scale. Radio Moscow documented instances in which one jail, not alone in the South, but where else but Illinois, had eliminated all of its blacks on one occasion because this law enforcement officer had been involved in it. Been trying to get the attention of the news in USA and various congressmen to hear what was happening, but to no avail. Radio Moscow brought out the frightening fact that blacks, Indians, minorities have been systematically destroyed, disappeared, just like Chile. Reason they're not known to be gone is the American minority family, black and Indian, is often broken up So it's easy for them to be displaced and to become a missing person. Thousands and thousands of missing persons who are blacklisted that way in India have in fact been killed, tortured, and killed. There were gruesome tortures done also, including castrations and sexual aberration acts of the most devious nature committed against them before they were destroyed. Horrifying. And to think we supported the jails, the state prisons, again with our tax dollars. We can never bear enough guilt for what the cancer of capitalism, monopoly capitalism, USA has done. BBC says the resumption of negotiations between Egypt and Israel has begun. Israel says that Egypt is intransigent, but Begin continues to be very adamant about giving up the territory he has conquered by force. However, the Israeli parliament is willing to negotiate the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Rhodesia. Foreign Minister Owen is flying to Africa in a last-ditch effort to bring peace and to end the horrible armed conflict that he sees forthcoming. He has the good faith of many of the Patriotic Front and members of the Patriotic Front, Joshua N. Nkoma and Robert Mugabe, who represent 97% of the land and the people of Zimbabwe or Rhodesia, are willing to negotiate for an internal settlement if he is involved. They will be open if he gives endorsement to the Anglo-American idea of all parties talking in a dispute. This is a change for them because they have not been willing to even talk with any representative of the Ian Smith regime. Racist, bestial regime that it is, you could certainly see their justification. Of course, as you know, Rhodesia has been making several air sorting invasions into Mozambique as well as the Union of South Africa. Be certain you know your history of Mozambique, the Johannesburg Star article that I gave about Mozambique, last night's rendition of Uptight movie, which will give you a great understanding of socialism and armed struggle and how propaganda is used in America to defeat the human spirit. The Patriotic Front said the Anglo-Americans stepped up the guerrilla war and they should find a solution to bring peace. There has been much murder done by the CIA-backed Rhodesian government, says Joshua Nkoma, such as the murder of the missionaries, to whip up a white backlash of race hate, and it's time that this be brought to light. Foreign Secretary Owen, who has called the African effort of the imperialist powers to be lunatic in view of the Organization of African Unity, saying that they would not stand by and allow a U.S. and British or French imperialist decision about the future of Africa. So, let us hope that the Foreign Secretary has some results. An Executive Council meeting is now being drafted. We shall see if BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, will tell us whether Britain, England, and USA will give backing to Foreign Secretary Owen of England's efforts to bring calm to that troubled part of the world. China. China has put up an absolute barrier after making much to do about the so-called treatment of Chinese in Vietnam, that Vietnamese were prejudiced against the ethnic Chinese, and we know nationalism does exist in all countries. And there's a prohibition against teaching of any language except Vietnamese. But of course, that's necessary for the integration of a culture, particularly where the two have been divided by the French imperialist, then their successors, the U.S. imperialist. They're now reunified and do demand teaching of Vietnamese. Nonetheless, China has stopped 6,000 refugees. They're caught between the two countries' border with no place to go. They don't want to go back to Vietnam. And Vietnam says that China made arrangements for them to come and has made much propaganda about their not being welcome in Vietnam and wanting them home. And they're now holding this up before the world to show the hypocrisy of the Chinese. 6,000 Chinese, ethnic Chinese, who have been Vietnamese, are being used as a propaganda ploy, said BBC. Even BBC admitted this was the case. Anti-hegemony resolution has brought an irate reaction from the Soviet Union. Japan and China has entered into a friendship treaty of peace with a resolution that is anti-hegemonic. The Soviets have interpreted this to be aimed at them, but Japan spokespersons and Chinese spokespersons said that they wanted no superpower to have any kind of economic or military control in the Western Pacific. Well, we shall see. They are making strong demands, and there's a possibility that Japan, the Soviet Union, is making strong demands and linking certain commerce with it, and it is being considered by Japan whether or not they will drop the anti-hegemony resolution. Political crisis in Portugal. As you know, Dr. Soares, Prime Minister, was removed because his coalition government failed. The socialist president, however, has been given the opportunity to choose a prime minister. He is still not decided. The Constitution calls for a socialist one. It can make or break any new government. The decisions, the president's decision, and the assembly's backing. Thus far, Portugal is still ostensibly on the surface socialistic. Pioneer 2 to Venus. Landing on Venus for 20 minutes, it'll orbit close to the surface, a mystery about the same size as our Earth, but it's a mystery planet. They hope to find much information from this U.S. launch. The USA even admits BBC always tries to compete with the Soviet Union and has had a first-time feat of putting people in spacewalk and having men in space longer than any other nation, plus building an orbital community space platform, which even Moscow admits and USA charges is equipped with devices that could be used for highly developed military weapons. High degree of magnification of the sun. That range could burn entire states just to powder. You've watched, as I say, a microscope. If you've ever used a magnifying glass, let the sun shine through it. How hot it is on the grass, it'll burn a whole area. So, it could be laser, it could be something else. The Soviets do not deny it. Financial news, the German mark is depreciating badly. The worst is World War II. OPEC nations, in defiance of USA, have raised their rates 5%, which will cause spiraling inflation in USA. We're already, the USA, every person, salary person, has lost 18% of their buying power because of labor salary decrease of 3% and 15% general increase in basic foods. It's even worse than that, counting luxury items and unnecessary food items. But all U.S. salaries have been reduced in their potential, buying potential, by 18%. Now it'll be even worse, as the OPEC nations have raised their rates by 5% across the board. The pound, the mark, German mark, though depreciating, the German mark gained a little this morning. And the pound also, the French franc, strangely dropped again. The yen, the Japanese yen, still remains the stronger. OPEC's stock, the New York Stock Exchange, is the highest it's ever been in history. London, the British economy had to fix silver. It was going so high, they had to fix it at 2 dollar. No, it must be more than that. Obviously, more so. Whatever. Something per ounce. I'm not clear on what they said, but it's been fixed because the price of silver is going way out of limit. I believe I'm not incorrect, $280 an ounce. As you know, the price of gold here an ounce is nearly $1,000. That's how valuable. That's why we need to turn in our watches and our rings, as Comrade Guy and Comrade Ordi Dennis, a ring that she found, a very valuable one. All of you should be turning them into the radio room to be sold downriver so we can get food. By the way, make that priority. We've got to have storage for our food so we can bring it in, because the rice market on the world has gone staggering up. Sugar's even gone much, much higher. And even though the government is subsidizing at the same rate, they cannot afford to stop the cost of sugar. They are still subsidizing, whereas you'll be able to buy sugar for 13.5 cents a pound here. It's going to be back up to 60, maybe 80, and even a dollar a pound in the rest of the world. And 13 cents here is about 6 cents USA a pound. Way out of hand. That's why we're going to have to get our food storage secured. London stock market has dropped. Federation of Japanese Trade showed the less real growth also today. International Sugar Agreement, though, has allowed the prices to continue to grow because there is a shortage at this particular time of sugar. And Guyana will have to allow its price, even domestic price, to increase while it exports as much as it can to take advantage. Coffee price has dropped in New York, but it's gone much higher in Europe. There's an international coffee meeting in London because there has been some improper marketing and price cheating, and thus it's causing coffee now to be of less value than a person can afford to make it in certain parts of the world. However, it's still something like $5, between $5 and $6 a pound in the USA. And we can get it, I don't know what it is a pound, but it's US dollars, much less than a dollar a pound. And we get the pure seed and make it, brew it. But we have to go to some difficulty in getting it and pass the CAOs to make that priority. Air Force. House conference votes pay increases. The House of Representatives to the Air Force officers on sea duty, effective October 1. And it will be retroactive. Grandfather clause puts it 3 years back. They're trying to make servicemen feel secure because of a war mood, says Senator Edward Kennedy. Said USA is getting ready for a new war. Servicemen's life insurance rates are down due to less hazardous work. The government puts pressure on the insurance companies. The insurance companies are being brought into investigation by the Securities Exchange Commission because the same life policies and health policies will vary from company to company. Some companies charging three times the amount of another insurance company for the same price, for offering the same plan or even a better plan. Kirtland Air Force Base, New Mexico. 19th Bombardment Group that was together in October 1941. It was a member, 100-member guerrilla group, held on to their position, now making airfields for mercenary action. They've got a very militaristic mind. 1956, they've campaigned and regrouped and are involving themselves in certain vigilante exercises in USA, said Radio Moscow. And they have been responsible with Air Force, Kirkland Air Force Base cooperation for mercenaries being sent to various parts of Africa to aid in the suppression of our beloved people in our homeland. Continue with the news. Japan said that the test tube baby, Radio Tokyo, was perhaps the most major achievement of the century. Whether for good or evil, time alone will tell. Tells how it's externally fertilized and went into some great detail. The fallopian tubes are blocked in the female and the transplanting. But, says Radio Japan, there is even now close, very close proximity to the time when a baby will grow nurtured by artificial processes entirely free of the human body. This, they said, represents a Frankenstein monster. Carter is losing more ground constantly in popularity. He remains the first choice for most of the Democrats. However, it is said that Senator Edward Kennedy, by taking issue with many of the administration's stands, is reconsidering his past disavowals of ever being president and may be putting his hat in the ring early. Those who have put their hat in the Republican ring are all neo-fascist right-wing reactionaries. I named one of them yesterday. Carter went to New York City today to sign a several million dollar loan in order to save New York from bankruptcy again. House of Representatives, Carter's so unpopular, he opposed a nuclear aircraft carrier being unsafe and not militarily strategic enough. The House approved it due to the lobbying of big corporations that want to build it over Carter's opposition. In 5 hours from now, the College of Cardinals will set the voting date for the new Pope. A strong feeling that he will be more conservative and will not be as interested in worldly matters, even as Pope VI was, Pope Paul. And he certainly didn't have that much interest. Pope John was a great man of peace. His encyclical of peace was revered by all. The College of Cardinals now must meet every day till election takes place, many days hence, which time a little puff of smoke will come out of the special room indicating that they have chosen who will be the Holy See, who sits in the direct throne of God, the chair of Peter, representing God and the church in divinity form. Catholics still believe the Pope is infallible, incapable of error, incapable of sin. Then they're always making light of new religions. 700 million people follow that idiotic religion blindly. And the most repressive states in the world, such as Chile, where they're mourning the Pope for 3 days, are the worst fascist states, where more torture, cruelty, and political repression takes place. Cyrus Vance is continuing his discussions with Sadat. There is now little likelihood of progress on talks, says just the news that I'm hearing. Israelis must agree that old lands given over for that they conquered must be given over before further talks can take place. North Carolina, Senator Robert Morgan says all males over 17 must register for military service. We cannot put our hands, our destinies, our lives in the hands of an all-black army. He said, all Negro army. Thus, he is demanding that all U.S. boys will have to register and serve now, whether there's war or not, for a minimum of 6 months to mobilize troops to be ready for war. Senator Hatfield, a Republican Oregon, says this suggestion reflects the old Cold War mentality renewed all over again. And he says he thinks it will prevail. The suggestion was voted down this time, but it shows great likelihood of being passed in the next session. In Honduras, a coup has taken place of 3 military leaders who took over in a bloodless coup. The orientation of the government now, it was a right-wing government. The orientation now is not known. There's no news in at this time on whether it's a coup to the left or the right. Normally, coups, military takeovers, end up going right-wing. But there have been a few pleasant exceptions, such as Portugal, Mauritania, Ethiopia, and some like that. First meeting today with the College of Cardinals. 115 cardinals will vote. Takes two-thirds vote to elect the next pope. Pope Paul lies in state. The great funeral will be attended Saturday which expects a half million to mourn this 80-year-old man. $119 billion defense bill voted, the highest in nation's history, while less money than in decades is being spent for housing and for health, education, and welfare. House voted $2 billion for the nuclear aircraft that Carter opposed. It carried by 218 to 156 over Carter's strong objections. Blood tests are being required of all residents in the West Canal of the Niagara River from Buffalo down. They must be evacuated. All pregnant women must leave. They are now being checked for blood disease. Leukemia, cancer of the blood, is showing up in many people in that area because of multinationals dumping chemicals in the Niagara River, in the Niagara Fall area, and the Niagara Canals. Same as in the Hudson River and in parts of the Mississippi River. The North Carolina fire of yesterday continues to burn. The chemicals are lethal, and the people have been evacuated. Several thousands have been evacuated from the city. 4 years ago, August 8, 1974, Nixon announced resignation. Ford announced announcement that he would be sworn in. 1974 hearings on impeachment hearings based on blocking congressional investigation. 28 members voted for impeachment. Nixon denied guilt. August 9, Nixon made tearful farewell. Let's remember the 9th also to give honor to Lynetta, my mother and yours, who risked her life, her job, her future by resisting the FBI when they were using illegal means of phone tapping to try to get her to say, I was with Paul Robeson, the great black civil rights leader and the world's greatest opera singer. I was, but she, though she did not understand socialism, kept taking the Fifth Amendment, which in those days, though it's a guarantee of the Constitution of the USA, was considered communist talk. She loved me and knew my character, stood behind me, even though it cost her her job, her stewardess position of the union. She suffered greatly because she was harassed for 7 hours by the FBI under heavy lights right in front of her fellow employees. And all she would say over and again, I refuse to testify on the grounds that it might tend to incriminate me. What she meant was it might hurt her son. She was a great woman. She gave her all to you. More donation than any person. Sizable wealth that she had. It all went into this cause. Anyway, Gerald Ford, in what now? Even BBC calls quick skirting to cover for a lot of other crimes that was going on at high levels. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon under Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution. Gave him a full pardon for all offenses against the United States and any other crimes during the entire period of his service in government and from July 69 through August of 1974. Nixon lives on an estate. He was penniless practically when he went into the White House. He's now worth several millions. Though he's a man in ill health, much great anxiety because he loved power. I take great satisfaction in the thought that one day I won't have that responsibility. If you think people can meet your need, you're a fool. Even if you abuse them, they would kill you. And I love people. And to meet the need of people is awesome. The more I see born, the more that come to me terrify me because I conscientiously give all to everyone that comes my way. The only guilt that Nixon would admit to when being interviewed by NBC was that he didn't act quickly enough to find out who was behind the Watergate break-ins, even though he admitted clearly he had done it before. Strangely enough, in most parts of the world, said CBS, there's no large public outpouring of sadness over the death of Pope Paul. Nuclear issue. Building, strongly in USA. Much concern over nuclear reactors built on dangerous fault lines, many that are already leaky, and have caused danger to inhabitants and could destroy whole states. So resistance is growing, though I would consider it small, but 250 were arrested in San Luis Obispo, California. But the Bar Association came out for nuclear reactors. And of course, the corporation has been, the big lobbies have been fighting powerfully in the House of Representatives. And finally, there's money that decides things in Senate and in Congress. Fourth largest union, Philadelphia, in Philadelphia rejects. It is retrogressive mechanization. No safeguards for job security for older engineers. The engineers union has threatened to bring a shutdown of all the major facilities of Philadelphia. Well, just like all the other industries, including the mines, they'll be threatened finally by the government, by the army, either go back to work or go to jail. Food and Drug Administration, no ban on antibiotics of livestock. Some that is used might indeed kill humans, but they're not safe even though for animals. If the antibiotics is not boiled out of the meat sufficiently, but Food and Drug Administration bows to the powerful big multinationals that have bought up the farms. They will postpone the ban on biotics, outmoded biotics that are dangerous to humans in the feed until they have more proof of it being harmful to more humans. Already, many have reported reactions that have caused forms of paralysis. There are some 76 cases of this. They'd be giving outmoded tetracycline and penicillin, which is also very lethal, and it's unknown what it will do to humans, but it does great damage to other types of experimental animals. But human beings don't count in capitalism. The Food and Drug Administration, Department of the U.S. government's highest level, is supposed to protect the people, but that's not what it does. When property, capital speaks, it protects the big businessmen, the rich. Pioneer Venus, second spacecraft, was finally launched today after being delayed. It will reach Venus in December. It's looking into the atmosphere of Venus and study the weather. There are still some indications that there has been life of rather advanced nature on Venus at some point in time. They were greatly infuriated because they wanted to simultaneously launch Venus 2 with the Soviets coming back from their feet in space in launching a spacecraft platform. But a contractor did not get the helium there in time, 2 days late. Cyrus Vance is trying very hard, says the news over my shoulder, to convince Sadat to reopen talks with Israel, but he is drawing more coal to the subject. I do not see or hear anything else that is of great importance. Carter's in much trouble with the American Bar Association. That's perhaps why they come out for some of the reactionary things. He said lawyers should help pay legal aid for the poor instead of the government. And the Bar Association unanimously indicted him for this. Of course, this is a voluntary type of capitalist solution. Poor should be taken care of by the government, by the people, not just one segment. Sure, lawyers are vultures just like doctors, but Carter does not have to seem to have a very good sense of what is politic. There's great thought that he will not be a candidate for the second term. Jaworski, he said agencies should not investigate themselves as the U.S. government allows them to do. He said he was being used and he was glad to get out of the whole tricky business. He'd been asked to investigate the payolas and bribes that senators and congressmen have been receiving from dictatorships like the Korean KCIA, South Korea's puppet regime of U.S. imperialism. He has refused to go along with the farce any longer. Firestone Tire. Investigators say that there have been hundreds that have been killed by defective tires. But they will settle and will not recall. They'll replace the cars, but judges have been throwing out any charges against Firestone. Of course, why do you trust courts? Some of you believe they have charges against you, like Gene Lucas. Why do you trust the courts? Here are the courts not representing the people. Hundreds have been killed by defective tires of Firestone, and the court just throws them out. all that Firestone agrees to do is to replace the tires on the vehicles when people were killed. Nothing about the murder they've committed. And they will not recall the defective tires, and no one's making them do so. Even the Voice of America pointed that out. The Bank of Japan is buying up dollars furiously to try to keep the dollar from falling completely and being without trust, particularly since OPEC has increased its oil prices by 5%. More money than the Defense Department asked for was received by the House and Congress. The House Appropriation Bill granted $119 billion. It certainly would seem that the major threat of the First World is USA. China may feel so. Maybe she's just posturing to get the nuclear war that she says is inevitable. It looks pretty much to any logical person maybe. Maybe she just wants to get it over with and knows that USA cannot survive, as over 200 million people will die in the first 7 minutes now of a nuclear war. Better than 3 out of 4 will die immediately. Be no waiting around. The rest will be lingering with nuclear death. There were only a few hundred thousand that died in Nagasaki and Hiroshima a year, 33 years ago at this time. But after that, nearly a million more died by diseases of related radiation diseases such as cancer of the blood. Federal Reserve is pushing interest rates up further on people's money in the banks. This is the primary essence of the news of today. I do not, at this point, have any particular summary in mind to give you. It is important that you do study and prepare for the news. This is bonus news, except there be some kind of commentary. I think you should be aware for the news the horrible fact that Moscow has brought to light, that we are actually seeing genocide and has going back for years in all those prisons and jails that I mentioned, where the torture has been conducted against black and Indian, and extermination, and they've even been cremated and buried their ashes right in the prison yards. That's a horrible, horrible thought. But, you know, what does it mean to the USA? USA. It makes me sick, makes me guilty. Does it make you guilty? It should. Let us work hard to make up for the crimes that have been committed against the people. The FBI, says New York Times Foreign Edition, are excellent Klan members. The Ku Klux Klan is growing in every state in the Union. They have quadrupled. They've increased their growth 5 times in every state, average, in the United States this last year. The police power of U.S. monopoly capitalism has been and continues to be devoted to upholding and enforcing white supremacy. Nowhere is this more evident than in the recent revelations of the FBI agent Gary Rao, R-O-W-E. Not only monitored the activities of the Ku Klux Klan, but he also fully participated in and instigated acts of terrorism and murder against many civil rights activists and black community leaders and whole communities as a whole during the 1960s, and it is still going on to this day, says Gary Rao. The judge is still considering whether he will indict him for murder and conspiracy to murder. It looks like one judge is going to do so, in spite of the government's attorney general, Griffith Bell, who was a Ku Klux Klan member himself, highest law enforcement leader of the land, refusal to do so. He also refuses to turn over files that have been taken illegally by the FBI against socialists. And they're suing the government. He's in contempt of court now, but no judge is enforcing his arrest. Rao's actions were not simply those of a single irrational individual acting out the inevitable consequences of white supremacy, white rule that's obvious to anyone, USA, if you want to really see the truth, although they were indeed that as well. Remember, by the way, I've made several new rules about those who are negative, insensitive, talk of returning to terrible Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon of USA, to get special classes to help them in reorientation. Council will be looking into this, as well as profiles on those work as when you're grading the test, and the profile on people's dedication, not only just routine work, but extra dedication, and their sensitivity in answering the questions that I said should be answered about me. Comrade Teresa King, librarian, I'm asking her to put that on the blackboard before the end of the day so that you can be sure to read it again. Or ask that portion of the tape that I gave last week. You must know all I said about my own feelings, my own caring, my own situation. You must know it. And that will weigh heavily. If you know that part, that will weigh heavily as to whether you pass or fail. Don't worry about tests in the old capitalist sense. Just be concerned as a socialist to get knowledge, not that you're going to compete with your neighbor. The only reason we ever put testing out was because people were not wanting to find out about socialism as I did voluntarily. Everyone should be self-contained, not want to look good in the image of somebody else, or your peers, or your dad's eyes. You should want to be a good socialist because it's right, whether anyone sees it or not, whether you have any victories. It's the only thing that lifts you above the animals, and we have conscience as humanoids. Otherwise, we're worse than most animals. Why don't you just develop socialist concern and character and forget about how you look in other people's eyes? That's what's happened with some that went out. They were always concerned about looking good. I wonder what people thought about them, especially Dad. You should get your own conscience sensitized and follow it as I followed mine. Most people could not take the harassment that I've taken. Having their name smeared, they would bend like has been reported Huey Newton has gotten on cocaine and into homosexual affair because his public image is not glamorous now. Makes no difference what people say about me or if all of you hated me. If I know conscientiously I'm doing the right thing, that's all that matters to me. Not what history says about me, but that I do not fail you and that I love you purely. And that I can say absolutely I do, this very hour, and will continue to do so, for time immemorial. But this FBI agent's actions, rows, were not simply those of a single irrational individual, acting out the inevitable consequences of white supremacy, although they were indeed that as well. Rows' employer, the FBI, had knowledge of his illegal operations, condoned them, and participated in a cover-up maneuver to hide its own complicity. The same kind of cover-up and the illegal activities are now going on under the new director, William Webster of the FBI, appointed by Carter, whom Congress did not demand for him to drop his membership that he openly flaunted in four racist and sexist clubs, private clubs in St. Louis, Missouri. Rao, the FBI agent's involvement in the Ku Klux Klan death squad, and other FBI agents were prominently involved in the death squad of the KKK. Perhaps that's where they got the name Death Squad that they falsely attributed to Huey Newton from the Ku Klux Klan. Anyway, the FBI's involvement in the Death Squad that assassinated white civil rights activists such as Viola G. Luizzo, L-U-I-Z-Z-O, a 31-year-old mother of five, white woman. I was there struggling at that time. His admitted murder of an unknown black. This one FBI agent alone, and there were many more. He's getting prepared to give evidence, and his profitable life thereafter, though minimal indeed in terms of payments, but he called it profitable. He never made more than $500 a month. His participation in the church bombing that took the lives of the four black children in Birmingham, Alabama, that caused Angela Davis, because they were all her friends, to become a member of the Communist Party, that took place in 1963, that was done by a white pastor and his elders to a black Baptist church. That's why I never could understand how Baptists could be black when they knew all the racism and hate that had been done by white Baptists. And it's white Baptists, Calvinists, that rule the Union of South Africa and have our people in concentration camps. I'd be ashamed if I had ever been a Baptist. I'd be ashamed of it. All these affairs point to a despicable policy of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, USA, fascist style. This policy was nourished by a most odious form of racism and a commitment to uphold the structures and institutions of white domination and supremacy, no matter what the cost. By this time, it is hardly a secret that the FBI's relationship to the civil rights movement was not that of a protector, although this was a claim of the Justice Department made. Recently, the FBI had a deliberate policy of assigning to this area agents, the civil rights area, who were southern-born and bred and redneck by nature. They carried with them into their jobs all the vicious attitudes and total disregards for the value of black life and Indian life that centuries of racist propaganda and social practices of capitalism could input into them, inculcate in them. But it would be a gross error to think that this was a phenomenon restricted just to the South. Over the past many years, up to date, revelations of COINTELPRO, COINTELPRO operations, those are illegal operations of all sorts, including murder, kidnapping, wiretapping, arson, you name it, they've done it by the FBI against the black movement, the Indian movement, and civil rights leaders, and all black leaders as a whole. The FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover persistent attempts to discredit Martin Luther King, and most people believe, ordered his assassination, because he certainly ordered him to be moved into the motel where it was convenient for him to be killed. The FBI's open statements. So people are afraid, as Jesse Jackson said, now they will see no evil, hear no evil, and certainly report no evil for fear that they'll get arrested. The government has already been forced to admit that the FBI engaged in the illegal wiretapping, murder, spying, conspiracy to murder, arson, trying to provoke disunity amongst civil rights workers and black leaders. The latest revelations prove that the FBI also incited bombings, several murders, and other acts of terrorism. This is supposed to be the highest law enforcement body of the land. But that's what they've been doing in the name of law and order. Fascist Gestapo practices. And still goes on under a racist William Webster, the present director. Given what we know about the FBI's role in the maintenance of the status quo and its determined efforts to eliminate all vestiges of dissent, anyone that wanted to disagree, they wanted a total fascist state. That's what J. Edgar Hoover was openly trying to bring about, the head of the FBI. These revelations should come as no surprise. But lack of amazement makes these new admissions of conspiracy against people of color, black, Indian, and all people working for social change, white or black, irate and horrified. White supremacy is a cancerous poison that must be embattled on all fronts wherever it raises its ugly, monstrous head. From Bakke decisions in the Supreme Court, a renewal of racism, to Klan marches that are going on in Chicago, Kansas City, and in Maine, not to mention Tupelo, Mississippi, to the liberal defenses of Nazi party rights by the ACLU that has become almost taken up with defending Nazis to march through black and Jewish neighborhoods, preaching their race and ethnic hatred, and openly preaching on megaphones that all Jews, blacks, Indians, and foreigners should be exterminated like Hitler did in the gas ovens. Now this is going on, and the courts have been upholding it. The sordid case of Gary Rall, the FBI agent, and the FBI that backed him, and other officers and agents of the FBI that were involved in murder all through those years, should remind us that in the struggle against white supremacy, the police powers of monopoly capitalism are lined up, and the courts also, on the other side of the anti-racist barricades. They're on the side of those who call the neutron bomb, the nigger bomb, nigger control, because it's planned to be dropped in our neighborhoods and can be done and still save the property for the white, rich, monopoly ruling class. That's the commentary on the FBI. Be responsible for that and the other things that I pointed out. Thank you and much love. And if you care and know what the blood of our people on your hands, you'll work hard. Thank you so much. Attention, late afternoon, Moscow Radio. We always love to hear the voice of the Soviet Union, the mother of the revolution of October 1917, where the only thing worth living for began. Believe me, with some of the present knowledge that I contain about myself, I know that it is the only thing worth living for. It gives meaning to human existence. Socialism. Socialism forever. Without it, humans have nothing but empty, aimless lives, without purpose, without meaning. There is an appeal, protest of the neutron bomb as the midnight hour of nuclear war approaches. It is feared by the Warsaw Pact of the Soviet Alliance that the problem of the nuclear war will begin in Africa or the Near East. Rhodesia is trying to create an appearance of Africanization. They're making various moves now to integrate at various levels of their departments on a tokenism basis. But it is not in any way tricking the Organization for African Unity. There is solidarity still about the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. News conference in Pretoria reveals these sham maneuvers on the part of Ian Smith's white racist supremacist and minority regime, in that he only represents 3% of the country and the land area. It is criminal, perfectly criminal, that the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front under Joshua Nkoma, nationalist, and Robert Mugabe are not allowed to be the representatives when the people have chosen them. The French chairman of the Supreme Military Council is in Ghana. It is feared that there are new designs, said the Soviet Union, of active maneuvers for military conquest on the part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the puppet of U.S. monopoly capitalism. Senegal cooperates with West Africa. Common market. 3 times they gained over assistance they made in Africa. They buy farm material for much less than what it cost, then sell it at a 3-time profit to their African surrogates or even their so-called allies. There is nothing that capitalism, British style, a lackey of U.S. imperialism, or any of the other 7 industrial capitalist nations do that isn't profiteering. They profiteer off of each other, said Radio Moscow, as has been proven in the conflict of U.S.A. capitalism versus the Europeans, the EEC common market, and the Japanese capitalists. Strong condemnation of the Japanese-Chinese friendship treaty, but said they're certainly for making the Pacific a zone free of any kind of superpower conflict, a zone of peace. But they are determined to see the clause, the anti-hegemony clause, removed from the agreement. USA demonstrations against nuclear weapons, particularly the neutron bomb, have appeared in various spots across the nation. Says Radio Moscow, more demonstrations that have been heard of in many a year. And also more arrests, open flagrant violation of human rights, as all protesters are jailed. You name the state, the time, or the place, makes no difference. They just round them all up and arrest them. John Sparkman, who is a Southern senator, strangely enough, says that there must be a review of U.S. policy of shipping arms abroad. He is firmly against it, and this is shocking and surprising. Perhaps he's a very older man and maybe dying. He had been known for certain liberality on the matters of imperialism, though he has always gone along with states' rights, which is a nice word for racist separatism, racist domination, racist supremacy of the white man.
Roger.
But anyway, Radio Moscow hails him for this review. Senator John Sparkman, I believe of Alabama, states that the present policies of the USA are leading to the end of America as a country. Only the few that would survive would be worse off than those in the caves that dug out for their animal existence tens of thousands of years ago. Violations of human rights, protests against the British actions in Northern Ireland. Continued violations, says Radio Moscow, by Britain against the Ireland people. Radio Moscow gives the strongest support for the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, and says they will continue to support them any way they can. They have a right to be united with the rest of Ireland, which has been maintained as a separate part under British dominion and domination for many, many centuries. North Ireland, of course, is just a small sector, but it's the more industrial wealthy. And the general population, by 9-1, want to be annexed and unified with their Irish brothers and sisters of the South. They are vitriolic also. They are one of the few people that have never, their IRA, their Irish Communist Party, has never indicted the Soviet Union and have spoken out against all criticisms of the Soviet Union in this so-called trumped-up charges of human rights, where Sharansky has been made a great issue in Ginsburg. However, USA has shown that Sharansky, as human beings, and Ginsburg, of no value whatsoever. They have no concern or feeling for them. They're just using them for political advantage, because twice the Soviet Union have offered exchanges. They offered exchange for them and portion of the Wilmington 10, blacks who have a combined sentences of, well, it's up into the thousands of years. One man alone faced a sentence of some 400 years. No human being could live that long. The witnesses, of course, against the Wilmington 10, who were charged just because they stood up for civil rights and the terrible discrimination and the rise of the Ku Klux Klan in Carolina. They were accused of burning down an empty garage. The witnesses have later admitted that they lied under oath due to the pressure of the courts and the prosecution and law enforcement officials.
Go ahead.
But President Carter refused to intervene on their behalf. Clear case of them being political prisoners, as are those Puerto Rican nationals who made a brave demonstration in the House of Congress,
Roger.
One as early as 1950, and the rest as late as 1953-54. So they have been political prisoners for over 35 and some of them 38 years. There's no crime that would carry that kind of sentence where death was not involved. But that's the way it is. USA can hypocritically condemn the world for so-called violations of human rights, but they never speak of their own violations. And Andrew Young has been in nothing but hell ever since that he mentioned, the problems of USA's treatments of political prisoners. Andrew Young, the lone black ambassador, who the head of the Senate, Senator Byrd, a racist, former Ku Klux Klan member, and many others, the right-wing neo-fascist governor of New Hampshire, and he has a million supporters, have been pressuring for the dismissal of Andrew Young as the United Nations ambassador. He has no power in the first place. He's just a figurehead, a local Tom tokenism again. But in a slip of the lip at a cocktail party, Andrew Young said there are thousands of political prisoners in USA.